The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hey, this is Kim Smelter, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast in my home north of Seattle in Stanwood, Washington. Have a great day.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 209 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today and touringplans.com, and with me on the show, as always, in person, Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Hi, Mike. How's it going today?
Ooh. We'll put that on. I'll let you know.
That's what the whole show's about today.
Yeah.
Well, I have a shout-out before we get into that.
Okay.
It is to some friends of ours who posted a picture on the Mickey Miles podcast page on Saturday. We asked where people are running, and friends Shauna and Rick Fries and Dave Willey all ran together, did a 10K, and looked like they had a great time. So big shout out to you guys. I love it when friends run together.
That's nice. Smiles and I love the posts. Keep them coming, everybody.
Mm-hmm. So Mike, we have some, Tower of Terror is around the corner. I'm getting excited.
Oh my God, it is.
Yeah. And it's been interesting here in New Hampshire. I think overall it's been nice running weather. It'll be interesting to go to Florida and see. You know, I'm anticipating mugginess, but I'm not complaining. I love as long as it's not 18 degrees Fahrenheit, I'm happy running in the warm weather. But we have three events going on down there to do with the podcast. So if people want to come and say hello and meet other Mickey Milers, there are three ways to do it.
Yeah, we're going to be pretty busy. Starting on Thursday, October 2nd at 7 o'clock at the Disney Hollywood Studios, we will be hosting the Tower of Terror Fantasmic Dessert Party. It'll be our first dessert party
mm-hmm.
for the Mickey Miles podcast. And we're about to close registration. We hope to see as many people as we can, and that will be really fun. That'll be really enjoyable. It's been a while since we've been to a Fantasmic Dessert Party. So that's one more time. That's Thursday, October 2nd, 7 o'clock at the Disney Hollywood Studios. And if you want to sign up, go over to the Mickey Miles Podcast Facebook page, and you'll check on the events, and you'll be able to figure out if you want to go.
All right. We're getting lots of help from MEI and Mouse Fan Travel to put that together. The next one is going to be just a regular meet. It's going to be outside the parks. If you don't want to go into the parks for a meet, we have a plan for you. It's at on October 3rd at 1 p.m., and that's going to be at the Beach Club Solarium, which is part of the Disney Vacation Club Villas at the Beach Club. So there's a nice little space in there, Mike and I will be there. I know Eve and Phil Vanderpool and Maggie will be there, and other Mickey Milers. So come and say hello. But wait, there's one more. Oh, I should say, I wanted to say, after the meet at the Beach Club on October 3rd, you and I are going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So if anybody's going to that and wants to say hello, just let us know.
We'll be there. I'm sure you'll. We'll see, hopefully, a whole bunch of our friends.
Happy Halloween.
Finally, we have one more scheduled event, and that will be the pre-race Mickey Miles podcast meetup prior to the start of the Tower of Terror race, and tried to figure out the best time and place for that. And for those who have never been to the Tower of Terror race, what we are planning to do is there's a food court area or a food truck area that is at the gathering place where all the runners go. And there are some tables there, and what we've decided to do is we've decided to meet there. And it should be easy to spot us because we're all going to have our Mickey Miles podcast shirts. I know I'm going to have mine.
Mickey Milers, yep.
Mickey Milers. So and
yellow on top, purple on the bottom.
Yellow on top, purple on the bottom. And that will be, again, at the food court area for the Tara Tara gathering spot before the race. And that will be at Michelle and I will try to be there by 8 o'clock. The official meet is going to be at 8:15, and we hope to take a nice photo of everybody there. And
before they head to the corrals.
Before we head to the corrals.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe if somebody's in your corral, you can walk down with them and hang out. So
yep, should be fun.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Are we done?
I think we're done with that part.
Okay, now it's time to get serious. All right.
Keeping it real. Mike
keeping
Scopa.
It real. So let me frame this podcast because this was not a topic that Michelle and I had scheduled on our shows to do, but it is something that we felt it was important to talk about because something happened today when we went out to run.
You make it sound so...
No, it's true.
You make it sound so serious.
So, as everyone knows, Michelle is training for the goofy, and I'm training for the non-goofy, but I'd like to run with Michelle and help her whenever I can. And we went out to do a, Michelle went out to do 14 miles this morning, and I was going to run somewhere around 10 or 12. And it was like pulling teeth to get out there for a number of reasons. When we weren't sure if we were going to run, the weather was kind of crazy. It was going to rain. It wasn't going to rain. We got there, and we tried to figure out what we were going to do, and we got out. We got all our stuff ready, and... You know, one thing after another just didn't seem right. I know, Michelle, you had some issues with your watch.
Yes. Right? So actually, in full disclosure here, it was much more me than you. You were willing to run. And what we do is when we run together, we drive to a rail trail, which is about a 15-minute ride away. We got all the way out there. It was raining. It was not raining. I was not really in the mood to run the whole time. But I got out there, got everything going, and my watch yesterday when I was doing a little run lost its GPS. And then as soon as I started to run, it lost its GPS signal again. And I just stopped and I just actually started to cry. And I said, Mike, running right now for me is work, and I'm not in a good place. So Mike got to witness me blubbering for a few minutes, and then we decided that number one, it was going to be okay to call it off, and number two, the second thing he said is, "Let's talk about this on the podcast." So,
I don't want everyone, those of you listening, I don't want you to think that this is one of those deals where you know this just wasn't the day to run. It was a lot more than that. It was one of those cases where we just wanted to say, and I was there with you. You know, as much as you say it's mostly you, it was to me it was a 50-50 thing. It was as if we just wanted to say, you know, we don't want to run, and there's a number of reasons why that happens, and I'm hoping that it doesn't happen to many of you, but one of the things is that you get caught up in the running to the point where it becomes not an obsession, but it becomes almost like work, and you feel guilty if you don't run, and you have to figure out how to deal with that. And I know, Michelle, I'm guessing that, we have not prepped for this show. This is all spontaneous, what we're talking about right now. And one of the things, Michelle, is I think that a lot of people think about what's coming up, and they are concerned about they're not ready for it. They're not going to be at their best. I mean, did that play into it this morning?
No, I just needed. Oh, well. I just needed a break. I mean, let me just frame this and kind of I know everybody who listens to the show really probably already knows all this, but I did the Tower Terror 10 miler last year. I did Wine and Dine. I did the Dopey. I didn't get a break after that and went right into Boston Marathon. Oh, did Princess, did Boston Marathon training, and, ran all summer. And then, Yeah, and I'm working with a coach right now, and somebody who's really flexible and wonderful. But I've got work. You know, everybody has all these same things. For me, I don't feel like I've ever had some downtime, and I'm really starting to see that for me that I need to do. I'm a very active person, but I need to have some other things going on other than running. I do play tennis when I can, but I like to do aerobics. I like to I like to do other things other than running. I like to swim. And I know I can integrate that into my running too. But today it just seemed like, oh, I just really need some time just to read or, do house cleaning. I'm traveling this week and traveling next week. And that's all in the back of my mind too. So mentally, I just really, really tired, just really tired. And it just kind of all came to a head today. So what we're going to talk about, I think, are maybe ways that you can get around that when running becomes work, because running should be fun. And to me, that's a big red flag that I need to kind of reevaluate what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and turn it back into fun, because I do love running. Clearly, we do this podcast, and I love runner friends, but for me, I have to kind of figure out some strategies to get back to where, I just can't wait to be out there in the morning to run.
I think the big key, Michelle, that I heard when you were just talking was that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're mentally kind of tired of running, and it's overwhelming. And I think that's one of the things I try to mention to those of you who are new to running. I mean, it's great, it's exciting, it's fun, it's healthy, it's invigorating. After a while, it may seem a little bit of a drain on you, because there are times when you will get so caught up in it that you'll begin to feel guilty if you don't run every day, and that's okay. I think everybody has to find that line that settles and says, this is enough for me, or this is too much for me. And I think with Michelle, I think what happened is that you've done so much, and we won't even talk about Reach the Beach last year,
or a whole bunch
of other things, or the Heartbreak Hill Half Marathon that we did this year. There's so many things, that we haven't mentioned. And I know that a lot of people out there are running a lot too, and you don't want to get to the point where it's becoming a job. It's becoming something that just drains you. You want it to be recreational. Running to me is supposed to be an outlet. It's supposed to give you a chance to recharge, take care of your body, take care of your health and everything. And I think that for both of us, we were physically ready to go. I mean, we were ready to do it today. We were ready to run. I was fine. You were fine. Mentally, it just didn't seem that way. And we need to figure out how to turn that around.
And I would hate if anybody listened to this podcast episode today, especially the newer runners, when they're saying, oh, these people have been running for a while, say that I'm in for. I think that's not the message. I think the message, at least for me, I think you hit on a very important point. It wasn't physical, it's mental. The message for me is that I need to maybe step back. Maybe one of the things that I'm thinking of doing is cutting back on races. Cutting back on things that I'm doing, because everybody who we're talking to, I'm sure, has the same schedule. I have a very, very tough schedule Monday through Friday. I have a tough time fitting in those weekday runs, and then on the weekends, in addition to family obligations and things like that, I'm just tuckered out. So I just need some time to read a book, as I said, or, go shopping or other things that I need to do. So I think that's normal. What I think that I want to tell people is that it's not letting anybody down. It's, kind of have to listen to yourself and talk to folks about it and say that it's okay. And, maybe for me that means that I'm going to step back and I'm just going to get by the goofy and, not, work on, I've been trying to work on speed and things like that. Just kind of know that just getting through it is going to be okay.
You know, Michelle, I think, I don't recall you saying this just now, but I know that there's a ton of things on your slate. You have a lot of things in the back of your mind. And I think that what I was gathering this morning when we were talking about this, we were on the trail and we're getting stuff ready and we're kind of moseying about, not sure if we were going to run. I got the feeling that also playing a huge part in this was that there are a lot of things that you know you had to get done. There are a lot, and you're thinking, well, I shouldn't be out here running. I should be doing that kind of stuff. And I think that's what happens in a lot of people's lives. You know, having said that, I know that 99.44% of the time, when you do feel like you don't want to be there, you don't want to go out running and you're dragging yourself out there, 99.44% of the time when you finish running, you say, oh my God,
oh yeah,
I'm so glad I ran.
Definitely. And I think would have said that today too. I think it was the rain. There were puddles. It was just all these things sort of adding up. If all the, if everything was fine with the temperature and I didn't feel a little tired, I think you're right. I think it's a very good point. And I'm out there sometimes when I think, oh gosh, I really, I don't feel like doing this. And probably pretty much as you say, 99% of the time, I'm super happy that I did it. It actually changes my mood. I feel like I've accomplished something. I feel really proud of myself. However, having said that, I know everybody has situations like this, and I know it's okay just to say it just isn't the day. I mean, even walking away today and, getting back into the car and driving the 15 minutes back to my house, it makes me more enthusiastic about doing this run tomorrow, which is what the bargain that I made with myself. I'm going to let myself off today, but I'm going to do it tomorrow. I do worry, though.
That must have been an idea balloon.
Did I have an idea? I do worry about this long term, though. I mean, I really do see that right now where I am, it's not just a one episode thing. I think I really need to kind of maybe I'm not going to cut out exercise, but maybe put more other things in so that running isn't really the only thing that I'm doing to get ready for these races.
I think every runner goes through this. And I think that what contributes to this is an over the top maturity in running. And that, by that, I mean, maybe that's the wrong word. Basically, I see this happening to those who get into running and all of a sudden they ramp up real fast. And I think you're one of those who's run so, you've ramped up so fast. You've done an amazing, amazing amount of different races. I remember a couple of years ago, Michelle, when you and I did the marathon relay, we did a half on a Saturday and a half on a Sunday. And we thought that was amazing. And it was, it's tough to, because that was the first time we did back-to-back long runs. And then, you went beyond that, doing the reach the beach, and then doing the dopey and a whole bunch of other things. And I think after a while, it's like, wow, you went too fast, too far, too fast. And I think that's what happened. So now let's turn the page. Now we need to figure out.
Well, before we do that, can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
I was mentioning this to you while we were driving back that I've felt the same way about tennis too. That tennis is something that I have done, for the past 5 years, 6 years, every Sunday morning I play 2 hours of tennis. And I'm kind of tired of doing that. I'm kind of, I love tennis. I've been playing tennis since I was 10 years old. It's started to be like, ooh, this is like a job. So I know that, what I'm doing for that is I'm taking a break too. So maybe I just need to go on some desert island by myself for a while. What do you think?
I think that what we need to do is we need to, like I said, turn the page and try to figure out, what to do from this point on and to, talk about things that maybe some of our listeners, would find helpful if they ever get into this kind of a of a mode. So I think that if you want me to start, or do you want to start?
You go.
Okay, so I've got an unusual situation because, again, I get to run only on the weekend. So guess what? I won't get to run this weekend. So I have to figure out what to do. And the best way that I can approach it is, you know, number one, let me think about the conditions under which I run. And that includes things like listening to music. I think I'm going to go back and I'm going to change my playlist. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a brand new playlist. So that means that when I go out and I run, I'm going to have different music. I might save a couple, but that's going to be new. So I'm going to be looking forward to that. Number two, I'm thinking about, okay, maybe I'm going to try a little bit of a change in my run, walk, run routine. I'm going to try to do something a little bit differently to make it more interesting. So I'll be looking forward to going out to running. And, you know, yesterday we were at Liam's cross country meeting, and he and I talked about certain things, and I'm going to try it and practice what I preached to him and do a couple of things when I go out and run. So what I'm saying is that I'm trying to make things fresh. I'm trying to make things new so that I'll look forward. I'll be chomping at the bit to go out there. Yes, mentally, you know, you get a point where, you know, wow, this is a job. I got to do this. And we've got a race coming up. And everyone who ever runs in a race is always wondering, did I train too much? One of the problems that we need to make sure that we don't run into is overtraining before things like Tower of Terror, Avengers, Dopey, Goofy, whatever. So I think taking a fresh look and trying to go through the checklist and say, okay, what can make things fresh for me when I go back to running? I think that's number one.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to think about what I'm going to do? Well, one of the things, I think you're right. Next week I'm going to London, and I think running in a new place will be fantastic. I'm going to be sort of outside of London in the country. And I think that'll be an interesting running experience. So I think usually I run the same rail trail. Maybe I need to find, I was actually, when we were driving there, I was looking at the, you know, New Hampshire and Massachusetts roads that we were driving on, which were quite beautiful. And maybe I need to, you know, mix it up and try someplace else because, you know, maybe a new route would refresh me. The other thing that I was thinking of is planning my running time a little bit better. I think there's so many things that get in the way of running. Sometimes it's the first thing to suffer. And so blocking out, and not even just blocking out that time, it was already blocked out, but looking at the day before I have a long run, and seeing, you know, working back from when am I going to go to bed and what is the rest of the day going to look like and what can I accomplish today so that tomorrow my schedule is clear so that when I go out there, I'm just going out there having fun. I don't have these other things, you know, pressuring me. I know for my running playlist, I did add a whole bunch of things from the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party to get me going. But also just, you know, giving myself permission that it's okay every once in a while just to bag a run because I just don't feel like it. And I really think, you know, in terms of, you know, maybe not as far as my training, but mentally the choice to go back home and have pancakes for breakfast was a better choice for me today. So that's okay.
That was good. That was good. I think that the only other thing that I can suggest to anyone who's going through this is to sit back and reassess your goals. I think that if you think about what you want out of running, if you think about what you hope to achieve, I think that you need to be, I don't want to say at peace with it, but you need to be in agreement with what whatever bargain or whatever handshake you made with yourself saying, I'm going to get into running, or this year I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I think that Maybe it's time for me to reassess my goals for what I want to do for the next couple of months. I've always been one, Michelle, you know, offline, you and I have talked a lot about pace and how, you know, I really don't, I really don't buy into pace as much as I used to when I was younger. And maybe
what
I
do you
need...
mean buy into pace?
Well, you know, I know a lot of people out there, and I'm hoping that a lot of people are going to be nodding their heads when, you know, I want to get into this corral. I want to do this pace. I want to do that pace. I want to, you know, and I can understand that you want to improve and you want to you do well. I think that there's a certain point, and we've talked with Dave Lawrence about this about a week ago. It get to a point where, you know, I'm not sure if it's important because I think a lot of people get hurt and they get mentally tired by trying to do that. So I think you have to sit back and say, you know, maybe I want to do this. I want to achieve this goal. And that could be not getting hurt during training, or it could be setting pace. But I think that that's one of the things I'm going to do. I'm going to try to try something on the next time I get out there. And maybe it could be, maybe for 1 mile, I'm going to try to do a certain pace, or I'm going to try to be very consistent in my running, which I've never done. I'm not a consistent runner, as you know. I sometimes start off slow and end up fast, whatever. But again, just reassessing my goals. So like you said, you're stepping back, you're trying to figure out what you do, maybe a change of scenery, maybe
refresher. Maybe running at night because I'm going to be doing the Tower of Terror.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, I think that it's just a number of things that, you know, really get you mentally recharged. That's what we're talking about, mentally recharged.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, also having another Disney race coming up too is you know, when I get out there tomorrow, I'm going to be thinking of Tower of Terror and how fun that is, and how the you know, that's really the whole prize for the running, to be out there with our friends and yep. to be able to run those races. So
I, you know, Michelle and I talked very, very seriously about this this topic, and we thought, no, we don't want to do it at first. And then we thought, you know, there may be
I
people.
Thought we didn't want to do it. You wanted to do it.
Well, you know, this is a partnership. And yep. what we wanted to do is we wanted to figure out how best we could frame this so that it would be helpful, because the whole purpose and objective and, if you will, the mission statement for the Mickey Miles podcast is to help those who are getting into running, who want to get into a healthier lifestyle. And that means that you're going into areas that you may not be familiar with. And we want to prepare all of you for whatever, you know, whatever is around that corner. And we've got, enough experience to understand what might be helpful for all of you who are listening. So that's why we did the show.
Yep. Okay, well, we'll keep you posted, see how things go. I'm not giving up running.
No, I'm not giving up running. What did I buy?
No, I'm sure in, you know, a few days, I know when I'm, you know, when I go to England, I have things I need to do there, and I'm going to be, after 2 days, I'm going to be like, ah!
Bought 18 pairs of running socks yesterday.
You did,
am I going to stop running? No way. So, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, get back out there. We'll see you on the road. The Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing you premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All-Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All-Star Vacation Homes offer you alternatives for your Disney vacation, with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhouses near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All-Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.